know, I hear it's 60 degrees in Chico, and we were wishing it was one-third of that.
Man, you thought you were going down for a nice little summery vacation at the Super Bowl, didn't you?
Yeah, you know, I'm getting used to it, though. We got picked up some gloves and a coat every day, and, you know, I packed a thermal just in case, and I've been wearing it every day, so yeah, it grows on you.
Have you had a snowball fight yet?
It's not really snow. It's just ice everywhere with about, you know, 3 or 4 sprinkles of snow on top.
So, you've been covering the Green Bay Packers and Aaron Rodgers all week. Did you guys have another press conference today?
Yeah, we just actually left the hotel where they were having their press conference.
How nervous is Aaron, do you think?
I don't think he's nervous. I think out of anybody, he's as calm as we've noted anybody on the Packers. Obviously, with the exception of Charles Woodson, who's played in the Super Bowl before. And you can tell they're excited for the opportunity, and he said as much. But I don't get the sense that anybody's nervous or scared in that sense.
All right, now I got to get to some of the big, really important questions, Travis. Has anybody actually asked you for your autograph because you've been right up close talking to Aaron Rodgers?
You know, I've been able to fight him off.
As soon as you say it's $20, they're saying, oh, no, I guess I don't want that.
That's right. I've charged really high just to get people to leave me alone.
The other question I got for you is, now we're like, what, 2.5 days from the big game. Have you figured out where exactly you're going to be sitting? Have they assigned your seat yet?
Yeah, we'll have a spot in the press room. It's a little bit daunting because the release they send out, kind of giving you the logistics of the game, they have a clause in there that says, please be sure to dress warm. So I have a feeling there's going to be some kind of tent involved, but we're going to be near enough so that it'll definitely be a better place than a lot of ticket holders are going to be in.
Oh, you're not afraid that you're actually going to be outside the stadium in one of those tents watching a big screen TV?
No. I think we'll be clear of that, although, like I said, those seats, quote-unquote, are $200, and they're being scalped for about $6.
Holy cow.
Yeah, just to stand outside. The other cool thing, both the halftime and the pregame shows, we're going to have field access to. So we're going to take in a couple mini concerts as well, which will be nice.
All right. You're not going to be one of the people dancing in front of the stage for, is it the Black Eyed Peas?
Yeah, it's the Black Eyed Peas at halftime, and then I believe it's Christina Aguilera singing the national anthem.
Well, I'm going to
As far as the dancing in front of the stage, I'll try and refrain myself.
You know what? If they make you do it as part of your press pass, get some sort of really good Chico-style flag so we can see you, okay?
Will do.
Hey, thanks a lot, Travis.
Take care, Mike. Thanks.